Hello and welcome to Dungeon Stories. This is our 20th episode, which is pretty cool. Thank you for listening along with us. Here at the top of the show, we would like to shout out some really cool people. First off, Sword Coast Soundscapes. They do really cool ambient noise. We have a spooky swamp one.
Spooky.
It's a little quiet, but it seems like it rises in volume, which kind of adds to the ambiance, I feel, as it kind of like comes in and out. But they're on YouTube and totally worth checking out. He even has soundscapes for specific like adventures. Like there's a whole Curse of Strahd themed different videos in there for soundscapes. So if you're running through Curse of Strahd, you can find one for like the Death House or and different like areas in Strahd, like the village of Barovia and stuff like that. He's got specific ones for an entire Curse of Strahd theme. It's really cool.
Check him out.
Sword Coast Soundscapes.
We would also like to thank Nerdist Woodworking.
Yeah.
They make handcrafted dice trays, dice vaults. I think he's working on like deck vaults for Magic the Gathering now that are really nice wooded ones.
Gorgeous.
Totally worth checking out. Very reasonably priced, very handcrafted, awesome craftsmanship.
Beautiful.
Lots of choices.
Options. You can customize.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You can like make
different sizes.
Yeah.
Different bottoms. I mean, like, you know.
No,
interior.
We got you. Yeah. I knew what you meant.
At Nerdist Woodworking on Instagram, Twitter, and then Nerdist Woodworking on Facebook.
Boom. Check him out. He should have links to his website on those socials.
Yeah,
you can check out from there.
Sure.
We also would like to thank D&D Beyond.
Always.
Yes.
They don't sponsor us or anything, but they're super cool.
We
and all of us
wish.
Use it. All of us use it. It makes it super easy to create characters. You can purchase a lot of extra books and stuff to get different spells or classes or races. Super easy for those of us who don't like math, because it adds a lot of stuff for you.
Yeah.
Or who are disorganized.
Yeah.
That too.
Helps you organize.
Get your shit together, people. We're playing D&D.
Here we go.
Right on. All right. So I am Norin, your Dungeon Master.
Hi, I'm Eva. I play Lyle, a human ranger, wielder of the Nine Eyes of Theldoros, and lover of dogs.
That's good. I'm Courtney, and I play Ave. She is a wood elf druid, and she's Circle of the Shepherd.
I'm Jake. I play Libby, the human life domain cleric.
Courtney, playing Elena, the Eladrin fighter druid. Let's see, what do I want to say? Warden, badass, wielder of Scorchlight. Dumpster fire. That was a good one last time. I think I'm going to keep that one.
I am Bailey. I play Daedrin Uronath. I'm a female Triton Tempest cleric.
Yes.
Awesome. Last episode, the Revengers set sail towards the continent of Vagerheim. They're on a mission to track down the next of the relics of the ancients. On Vagerheim, they know of the Aegis of the Wildspeaker, armor that's worn currently by a renegade Wawandaji.
That son of a bitch.
This bitch.
On the way to Vagerheim, they learned that another one of the relics of the ancients, the Rings of Renewal, which were in the possession of Castor Morgrain, the Pale Man, are no longer. And if they were to find them, they needed to follow the trail. They found a trail of silver light and followed it through a sort of storm vortex portal into a place called Drasnar, an island existing outside the laws of space and time and physics and that kind of stuff.
It's also really spooky.
Yeah. They landed in a swamp and dueled some, like, zombified counterparts of themselves. We pick up in the aftermath of that battle. Having just defeated your spooky bodies, you are now all in your real bodies in the middle of this swamp on Drasnar.
So
what just happened?
I'm just gonna let you guys know right now, I might get sick in a little bit.
You might get sick? From
yeah.
What?
I got shanked.
Oh my god, Ave.
I got hit with a dagger that I think had some kind of a substance on it.
Well, you'll probably get sick too.
What do you mean, get sick? Like, what kind of sick.
Blue rot.
Oh yeah, the
Libby's
blue
throwing
rot.
Up in the, you know,
blue
rot.
Blue rot.
What is that?
Blue rot is
dungeon master.
Sounds bad.
Well, it
doesn't sound great.
Good.
It's not great.
Anything with rot in
yeah.
it, I think, sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, so essentially, it's a disease that kind of causes you to look like the spooky bodies in a way.
Oh.
It grows these boils on your face and back. It's carried by undead a lot of times and has passed through infected creatures into healthy creatures. It like lowers your constitution, your charisma scores, so it because you don't look great anymore, so people don't want to like
interact
as you have like these giant like bulging
not quite
these giant like bulging boils on your face, and you've contracted the disease, so obviously you're a little bit weaker, so it does that. You gain vulnerability to radiant damage, and you can also breathe underwater.
I also
not
have the water breathing spell that I can just
not
cast real quick.
Some might disagree.
No one. I think
it doesn't sound like it's worth it.
0 out of 10 would recommend.
Maybe if you're like allergic to magic.
I'm allergic to magic.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
You know, I've heard some sick people out there who would find blue rot very attractive on someone.
Regardless. You have contracted blue rot. It's not great.
I relay all this information. Yeah, it's not good. It's really, it's bad.
Is it technically like a disease, do you think?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I happen to have just enough magical energy to rid a creature of disease twice. So I believe I can cure the both of us.
That would be dope.
I'm going to go over to Elena and I'll touch her hand. I'll cast it on her first. I'll cast Lesser Restoration.
Yeah!
Which hopefully fixes it.
Which works now that you're not a vampire.
I think it would
have
worked.
I think
it
would
work.
It works with vampirism as well. It doesn't say anything about affecting undead.
Oh, no.
And then I will place a hand on my chest and cast it on myself as well. And then I'm out of second level spell slots.
Yeah, also, I don't feel like 100%, guys.
I feel awful.
I feel like a little less than 50. Like about like I'm about 50%.
I feel
that's not
fantastic. Great. Well,
I don't think I get hit once that
fight. I personally feel more like 18-ish myself.
Oh, jeez.
I wouldn't mind if one of the clerics.
Yeah, you were not unconscious, weren't you?
Yes, I was just unconscious by myself.
To be precise,
and honestly,
48%.
Did you just do the math?
Yeah.
Libby will come up and cast Mass Cure Wounds on everyone here.
Well, okay.
I mean, I'd love a rest.
I don't know if we're going to get one.
But also, I don't want to rest here.
Yeah.
So, what am I looking for?
Y'all know about a nice little village we could rest in.
I should have prepared an Antelope Shell, but I didn't.
Okay.
Not great, but it'll do.
It's something.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Sorry,
Nora,
that wasn't just an I am gonna do something. I just need to find it.
Everyone heal 22.
Ooh, thank you.
I'm gonna use my. Hold on, sorry. I'm gonna use a second level spell slot to do my primeval awareness. To see if there's any undead within like 2 miles of us.
There.
Nice.
Yes, there are undead.
So I'm going to relay that to everyone. So there are undead fairly
they're
close to us.
Probably
yeah.
in that village that we were not from.
Yeah, that
we
they have all their memories.
Confused.
Do they know how far they walked from the village to the real bodies?
About like a mile, mile and a half.
Yeah, that village.
Oh, do you guys tell us about the whole what this place is and the leader and all that? That you guys learned.
The pro-lesson.
I mean, I probably would. I'd be like, yeah, this...
Because me and Ave don't know nothing because we woke up immediately.
Okay, so,
Wild probably knows the most. He was in that spooky body for a long time. Because
he's a dumb...
For a hot minute.
So
you're just not wise.
No. Okay, so... I have a question for the DM. Like, so the stuff that you sent, like, we know that now, right? Like, the information.
Well, I don't think we know that we were...
We don't know that he's, like...
Okay. Yeah.
No.
It's a very confusing situation.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We...
Because he put, like, fake memories in your mind to make it seem like you were more at home. So you have the memories of, like, spending your life on Drasnar.
Okay.
And the memories of, like... And it's, like, weird because they, like, conflict with your real memories of your, like, real childhoods.
Okay.
Maybe it would be best if the DM would just relay to everybody the information that our characters all currently would be aware of.
Assuming that, like, Lyle and Elena and Libby will fill you in on everything.
Yeah, pretty much we know nothing, but...
You have entered... you are on an island called Drasnar that slides along the pearlescence, those silver trails of light, kind of like a minecart on a track. And the pearlescence guides Drasnar through planes, whether that's the astral plane or the shadow fell or the material plane where you came in contact with Drasnar. It kind of glides through existence, guided by the pearlescence. Drasnar was created by Morkoth. And Morkoth is a large kind of like octopus, like Cthulhu type creature.
Can I make a, like, what kind of role would be for Morkoth since he's octopusy?
Arcana. Because he's not like a creature from the sea. He is like an extra planner. Yeah.
Since he's octopus-like, maybe I've heard of him.
He's like an extra planner being. I have
I have no arcana. So.
But essentially, this place is kind of Morkoth's home base where he, like, collects treasures and brings them here and protects the spooky bodies, or as they're actually known, the drowned.
Have I ever heard of the drowned? Either?
Make a history check for the drowned.
Lauren, oh my god.
Yes. I rolled an arcana, I got an 18.
Not enough to learn about Morkoth. He is a being of immense power.
19. I'll do history for the...
For the drowned?
Yeah.
Sure.
I got 19 for the drowned.
Okay. No, nothing.
Well, if the 19 didn't work, I didn't get it.
4.
I also got 19, so...
Okay, so with the 19s, the two of you... the drowned exist in the material plane. They're a little bit different, it seems, than these drowned. They're not like... Drowned are essentially kind of like zombified forms of people who have...
Drowned.
They're
also not us.
They can like exist under the water, like they
so
don't
maybe
have to
I've
breathe
come across
them. You've probably seen a few before. They can't like swim, so they like sink to the bottom of whatever like body of water they're in. And they exist like on the bottom, so they're often referred to as like bottom feeders from places that you're from. And in like aquatic cultures, probably like yours, Daedrin, bottom feeder or drowned is like an insult that people would use, and so they would refer to these as like a derogatory term.
I'm saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine my voice saying what Norrin is saying.
But so that's a little bit about the drowned. They're more like they're kind of like your traditional
zombies.
Like. Zombies, but the drowned here on Drasnar have been kind of warped by the place's energies, and become a little more sentient.
So
the talking and stuff's not normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So Libby would probably assume there's a necromancer of some kind, then, right? Zombies.
That's safe to assume. I would say this place is latent with kind of that necromantic energy.
So,
what did we just assume? Morkoth is the one.
Well, that's what I'm about to say.
That's
I'm going to say that Libby
assume.
Is
oh, okay.
Because he has the knowledge of Morkoth is going to say, "I think there's a necromancer involved. I remember worshiping someone when I was in my other mind, and I'm assuming that must be the necromancer."
Are you sure you weren't worshiping Morkoth, you were worshiping someone else?
Well, it was
Morkoth
was
kind of like
yeah, it was I remember Morkoth, but I also remember and this is the part that confuses me, I remember it being like a being, like I remember tentacles. I don't remember a person. It was like a being.
Is that Morkoth?
I think so.
I'm confused. Are you saying there's two people, or are you just saying there's one person?
Oh.
It's one.
One?
One tentacled being who has necromantic powers.
Yes, well, because I'm... Anatatus teaches us that life is sacred and that, you know, when there are these beings that are brought back or not natural... I'm just gonna, like, side-eye Elena for a second before coming back to the conversation.
She's
alive
again.
Do you wanna fucking die?
She's alive again.
We learn that usually some type of magic has to go into making that happen.
Sure.
Since it's not natural. And you would know this because of Quinda, I mean, the natural,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean, if there are these beings that are alive, there has to be some type of magic keeping them alive or bringing, or animating them.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah, and I think that's more cough. So, I also remember thinking of Morkoth as, like, a god or something. Like, I don't remember thinking of him as a person.
I have something to say, but I'm not
there. I mean, if I remember correctly, weren't you the one that brought me back from the dead? Oh, that's right, you were. Weird.
I'm gonna pull out a pamphlet that says when you're having issues being resurrected. Here it states that we cannot know the plans, and also I imbue you with positive life energy. There has to be a part of your soul that's tethered to this plane, not willing to leave.
Oh my god.
Yet.
I got flashbacks. What's the counselor's name in Glee?
Yeah, I
had that
too.
Emma Pillsbury?
Yeah. How she has all those pamphlets that she gives out to the kids that have those weird.
And I'm just
going to
slide it over. I'm going to leave this with you.
I'll take it.
Ooh.
Rip it
She's
up.
Ripping it, everyone.
I'm going to look at Libby's variety of pamphlets and sigh a little bit.
We have
very different religions.
To interrupt, but didn't your Kraken friend say it was extra planar?
Yes.
The thing that had the rings of renewal?
Yes.
Which is Morkoth. So that doesn't sound godly to me, but you can worship anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People are worshiping Caster, Pale Man. He's...
Yeah, you could also worship, like, a demon.
Yeah.
So when you mentioned, like, Coinda and looking at my things, Libby had pulled out a pamphlet saying, so you're having an issue conciliating, like, different gods from different religions. I'm just going to put it away.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. They don't have to be gods.
They're very different religions.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, I think we should not be out in the open. I know that they were expecting us to kill you. I do have a disguise kit. I could maybe disguise us. We could go into the village. I think maybe we should head back to the cave and hide.
I don't want to go back.
I think moving is a bad plan.
Let's not go back
I can wild shape into a... bird and just fly straight up and see what I see that's near us.
What
if there's
animals
any dead
are here?
Or some kind of shelter.
You haven't seen any yet.
Well,
there are no animals.
I just think
here,
we should find a shelter while we try and figure out what to do next.
I can still wild shape.
I'm just saying, if you're trying
you
to
still
wild
shape. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just saying that naturally in the wild
right.
She has no
right.
Any.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and do that. I will wild shape into a bloodhawk and fly. Just, like, up, so like, straight up above them. Like, I don't want to go where they can't see me.
Yeah.
Like, really high. I don't really know distance, but really high so that I can see if there's any kind of shelter or, like, plant life that's not super swampy. Like, trees, maybe. I don't know if they're a mangrove.
As far as you can see, it all looks to be swamp bog. There looks to be... portions of it, yeah, like rock formations that have formed like plateaus coming up out of the swamp, so it's not all just like you wouldn't necessarily be like camping in marsh and all these.
Make a
perception check for me.
Sure. I get advantage.
Because it's sight, yeah, because you're blood hawk.
Which is good. Hold on, I gotta pull up the blood hawk stats real fast.
Well, she's pulling that up. Has the swamp been like consistent in depth while we've been walking? Has there been any like deep?
Yeah, no, for the most part, it's been fairly consistent. Okay. I mean, obviously, as with any, like, natural landscape, it comes in waves where it'll come up to your knees in some points and, like, mid-shin others, but it's never gone, like, higher than, like, your, like, mid-thigh.
It's
never reached your waist on any
of
you.
Can I just look around and see, like, are there any, you know, tracks around us for maybe other, what are they called, drowned?
Drowned.
From, like, other drowned or...
Like Minecraft.
Anything else, you know, that... may have like passed away, like kind of using my tracking abilities as a ranger.
Yeah, go ahead and make a survival check.
Ooh. Ooh. 25.
Nice. The way that this marsh is set, tracks don't really take. When you step into it, you kind of like leave an imprint in the mud, and then it kind of fills itself in as water like pools back over it and kind of washes away any footprints that are left. So you get the sense that like tracking, as far as like natural predators here, they probably use other means than like footprints to track stuff down.
Okay.
Libby wants to ask Elena, because she knows that she's a druid, what is the magic here feel like? Does it feel like pretty natural? Is it anything like when, you know, like the stars are acting weird and it's enhancing or de-enhancing magic? Does it feel like anything like that is going to happen here?
I know almost nothing. You should ask Ave.
Okay. Great talk.
Yeah, I mean,
she
like,
has some druidic
the thing
spells,
is, I was, like, born in the Feywild. Like, there's some inherent magical things, but...
Guys, I don't know. I really don't feel comfortable being here.
It's fine. But for the most part, I wasn't raised to really learn a lot of magic.
Okay. That...
She prefers
okay.
the swords.
Yeah. And so did my dad.
Okay.
So what do you...
I got a 26 on my perception. I'm looking specifically for anything that might endanger the party in the area, like if there's any drowned, and for some kind of shelter that we might be able to take a long rest in.
Okay. The first thing you notice is, like, the fishing village that they had mentioned a little ways off.
Okay.
But, like, deeper in, like, if you kind of follow the trail of her lessons, say one more time. What you were looking for specifically?
I was looking for any threats to the party in the immediate, in like the area that I can see. I don't know how much I can see. How much
and you were looking
allow
for
me to see as far as that. And then yes, I was also looking for a safe place for us to take a long rest.
Okay, so you see, there are no drowned like around you in your immediate vicinity. You can't see any. Like creatures roaming around it. Looks
so I don't get a sense of
desolate.
Any immediate threats
right.
or nearby threats.
And then you do notice a couple miles deeper in, you see like a hut that has been built.
Fuck.
But this hut, the door is like off its hinges, kind of like hanging. The shutters are decayed and rotting. As best you can tell, it looks abandoned.
Hmm. Is that the only option for shelter that I see? There aren't any caves?
There do not seem to be any caves around other than, like, the natural, like, rock croppings that come up out of the swamp that you could, like, set up some sleeping bags on to not sleep in the marsh.
Okay. And, so where we're at right now, are we relatively close to, like, the coast? Like, when you say deeper in, do you mean further towards the center of the island?
Right.
Okay, so we're kind of on the coast right now, and deeper in is where the pearlescence is.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the center of the island.
Yes, but there
okay.
is no, like, coast to speak of.
Right, but we're on the edge.
Yes, you get the sense that... Never mind, that was a bad joke. It kind of just drops off on
okay.
the end. Like, there is, you could walk to the edge and fall into... space.
Do I get the sense that we're on a different plane? That we're no longer on the material plane? That
oh.
we, like, rode this island to somewhere else?
This place kind of exists outside of...
Right. But we were on the material plane when we got onto it, so I thought it might still
the
be on the material plane.
Pearlescence was. But you followed the pearlescence into
the
that
pearlescence
vortex.
The pearlescence took us to... Oh,
and
a vortex.
And then, so
okay.
kind of all around you, everything around you kind of has, like, a purplish, like, purple-black, like, aesthetic to
okay.
it, as like all around you the sky and then like the horizon, and from your vantage point looking off where the edge drops off underneath the island is all that like swirling purple storm.
Okay I think I understand now. I'll just fly back down to the party.
Think of it kind of like the upside down from Stranger Things, where it's like a pocket dimension. So this kind of, you're not like, you couldn't find Drasnar currently, like, on a map, like, coordinates
right,
of...
Right, because it moves.
Right. But it the entrance to it was on the material plane
okay.
at the moment.
Then
and as it slides
okay.
through, he can access different planes.
I see.
Well, this is happening.
Wow.
Yeah. My bow, I have it. It's right here on my person.
Okay, cool.
No, he said boat.
My boat?
Not your bow.
Oh, my
your boat.
Boat. So I'm going to check to see if my boat is with me.
Fuck!
So, we boat's gone. We are missing the boat. We are missing the boat.
Shit.
So as far as pocket dimensions go, since we entered from the material plane, do I think that it's possible that there is another kind of portal here on the island that could give us an exit to the material plane also?
Probably.
So that might be the way off.
Norn, did you give us a new boat and then take it away from us?
Yeah.
I think that's
did
exactly
just,
what
did.
This
you just snatch
did.
It out from underneath us?
Fucking did.
Fuck your boat.
Basically, everyone keeps
it was
really
the yeet. It was the yeet.
Tight hold of your legendary weapons. Nothing is safe.
He's like, yeah, they're
we
a little
still
too
have
powerful.
All our stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, stop the boat.
Okay. I'll fly back down to the party and revert to Ave so that I can talk. So we're on kind of the edge of this island thing, and further inland towards the center, there is a structure, kind of like a building, that's small, but I don't know if it's currently inhabited or not. We could check that out, or there's like some rock outcroppings that we could try to make camp in. There's really not a lot of options here.
That sounds sketchy.
It does. And I don't feel super great. I think we really need to take a rest.
Did it look abandoned?
It looked, from very far away as a hawk, as though there were no inhabitants. But I couldn't. Everything here looks molded and rotting. I can't be sure that nothing currently lives there.
I mean, we could go look. Mm-hmm. But do you guys feel up to a fight if we were to run into one?
I think that in our current situation where we know next to nothing about where we are or why we're here, I think that we should just, suck it up and head for the rocks and make camp in the safest area possible. Maybe we'll check out the hut after to see if there's anything there that can help us, but as of right now, I think we just need to play it safe.
I'm cool with that.
My biggest concern is we just need to be very careful because somehow, I'm going to look at Lyle because I guess we were the longest ones in the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They knew we were here, almost immediately.
That's true.
And knew where we were. And so I just think we need to be really careful because clearly these beings, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but somehow have a very good idea of where everything is on this island almost at all times.
That's very wise of you, Libby.
Well, I try.
Yeah, we should get a move on. We shouldn't stay here too much longer.
Yeah.
I'm going to put away my pamphlet that says, How to Be Wise When You're a Cleric.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
How do you make these?
He has a printing press hidden in his room.
I was just going to ask if he had a lifetime membership at some kind of a printing press deal.
It's just this clerics convention we meet every year. Anyways, you don't need to worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, so I think we all start walking towards where I saw the rock outcroppings.
Sure. You begin walking off, and as you guys
I'm vigilant.
Kind of squelch through
so
the...
You know.
I'm going to cast Death Ward on Elena.
How long does that last?
Just like old times.
Just like old times.
8 hours.
Except for that one fucking time I needed
Maybe
it.
Maybe you want to do
that
really
Except for that one fucking time.
That was
time.
Hilarious.
It's
hilarious now looking
okay,
back.
Yeah,
out.
Whatever.
In hindsight, I guess. It's funny.
You begin walking through the swamp, kind of squelching as your footsteps take to it.
Nice sound effects.
You feel cold, the cloaks you have, you kind of instinctively, pull them over you, and whether that's from a temperature thing or from just from feeling more comfortable keeping in to yourself a little more, you begin marching toward the rock outcropping that Ave had spotted. And since you entered Drasnar, you've kind of felt this feeling of eyes on you. You felt watched.
Don't like that.
Since you've been here.
Do you think we're being scryed? I'm gonna whisper to like Ave.
It's possible. I think that we should just assume the worst and assume that we might be watched, so let's not
Can you roll anything for that? Like, if you're worried about being scrying?
Scrying would be
like an insight?
Yeah, usually scrying is a wisdom save, as it's described in the spell. Like, someone will make a wisdom.
Okay.
You'll make a wisdom save, but.
Okay.
Nothing
we
is.
We should just assume that we're being scryed on.
So weird.
As you are walking through, you begin to hear.
Oh, fuck.
Like. This whisper, and at first you hardly notice it.
A whisper?
Yes. Seems to come from nowhere in particular. You hear this whisper that is like just on the edge of your hearing. It says, one. And then...
Is it counting?
Nothing happens for a little while. You kind of lose... sight of it, you don't hear it come up again.
Well, can I try to perceive what is making it?
Yeah,
since
make
I
a perception
it?
Check.
I have good perception. Oh, that's real good. 31.
No, I don't. You said it was perception.
31. As you look around you, you don't notice anything like close enough to like whisper or any creatures, but you look and then on the horizon, kind of standing in front of you, you see a figure just kind of silhouetted.
I'm trying to memorize it,
just like standing still.
I'm trying to become familiar with it.
It's got like a staff in its hand. It's got flowing robes.
I'm trying to memorize it to be familiar with
and
it.
And it just seems to be a silhouette just standing still on
it's
the horizon,
just standing there.
Does anyone, any magic users, any idea?
Nope.
Hold on.
Should we say something?
I don't think you noticed it.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're not telling us, never mind.
I haven't said anything yet. I don't want to freak everybody out for no reason. Do I get the sense that it means us harm or ill?
Make an insight check.
Okay. My insight's pretty good. I have a high wisdom. 19.
At this point, you're not sure if this is real. As you look at
okay.
it, you're not sure. You're not.
I'm
I mean,
like, oh fuck, I'm hallucinating.
Oh my
good job,
god!
Sword Coast
I just jumped into Elena's arms.
We're real spooked right now, thanks to the ambiance.
You're not sure if. Like, the silhouette is like, a person, or if it's just a trick of the place.
Okay.
It's, like, not moving at all.
Still trying
Even
to
it's, like,
it.
Its robes are still. They're not, like, flowing in the wind or anything like that. It's just, like, standing there. And as you, like, walk, you don't seem to be getting any closer to it. It seems to remain a constant distance away, even as you are gaining ground.
But we're moving, right? Like,
but
yeah.
You are indeed moving.
We're
the
moving. The creature just is like...
The trees of the swamp are moving by you. You definitely are gaining progress. You can see the like edge of Dresnar disappearing behind you as you make your way forward.
And it's just like a humanoid figure in cloaks. I can't see any details about...
Too far away.
Okay. I'm going to have my hood up, and I'm going to try... To just watch it as
just
we move.
Just take one. The whispers appear again.
Do we all hear that?
Everyone does.
Okay.
Just take one what? Take one.
Does anyone else hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that?
Just take
I'm
one.
I'm gonna...
Like, sacrifice someone?
Libby just took a step away from Elena.
I'm gonna pick something up, just anything, and be like, take one of these.
What the fuck?
Like a rock.
As you reach down and pick up the rock, underneath the rock, there is a large, like, tunnel, like a hole. And from out of these, go ahead and make a dexterity save.
Oh!
as a swarm of like cockroaches and wasps
come
flitting out of there, surrounding you, biting at your skin,
one.
Stinging you, and what was whispers periodically, one, take one, is now a screeching, cacophonous.
It was
like
a trap.
Of voices.
Oh my god!
Really?
I don't know if it's a trap.
One treasure, only one. You will be trapped here. Just take one. Only one treasure.
Okay.
No more.
I'm not taking the figure.
And they're
I'm not
shrieking
taking
at you.
The figure.
They're shrieking. The figure remains no change.
13.
Still. 13.
I feel like that rock is not a treasure. I just want to point that out.
It wasn't
just a rock.
I bet. Do you think that this is kind of like the cave in Aladdin where he's only allowed to take, like,
yes.
the rings?
Yes,
I think we're only allowed to take the rings.
Yes, we're only allowed
we
to take
we
the
don't
one
have
treasure.
Anything
if we touch
else.
Anything else, it fucks everything up.
Drop the rock!
22 points of piercing damage as these cockroaches and wobs bite you, sting you.
22.
I drop the rock.
You drop the rock and it tumbles down the hole that was opened beneath it, disappearing into the swamp.
And how much damage? 22. Okay.
And then as the swarm of insects like is screeching at you, it kind of like disappears like flying up off into the sky. You can hear the voices yelling at you, kind of like reverberating, echoing until they eventually disappear into the sky. You're covered in bug bites, wasp stings, like itching now.
Don't touch the rocks. Nobody else touch anything.
I don't think resting here is a good idea.
We have to. Like,
if we get into a fight and we haven't rested, I think that we risk a lot.
I think if we just don't touch anything.
We'll definitely have someone keep a watch. Elena and I can probably take care of that. But I do think that resting is important.
Well, how close are we to the rocks?
Yeah, are we getting close to the rock yet?
Closer.
Okay, let's just
keep going until we get to the rocks.
Yeah.
Okay, don't touch things.
Lyle looks over at Elena like...
You're
when
the button
you touch
pusher.
The button.
I about so long ago. Not valuable to me, so I will not be grabbing one.
Well, even if we come across
a
anything
button.
That's a button.
A lever.
Or any other kinds of treasure, I think that we just need
to take one.
The Rings of Renewal.
Or, you know, just don't touch anything until the rest of the party has said, yes, let's touch it.
We're like, should we touch it? No.
Should we?
No.
Should we?
I don't know.
Fine.
It's like
Elena's
a
like Abu in that scene as he's like reaching toward
yeah.
the stuff and like smacks his hand.
This is fucking scary.
I know, I'm spooked.
Spooked.
I'm shook.
Well, let's head to the rocks.
Yep, we're still walking.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
Still watching a figure in the distance suspiciously.
Okay, so keep going towards the rocky outcropping.
Yep.
Okay. I wonder why
can I like wave at the figure? And
yeah.
Be like,
oh, we all see it now?
Everyone sees
right?
it.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
We hear it.
Can I shoot it?
Yeah, can we shoot at it?
Whoa!
I don't want to shoot it.
It's too far away.
I'm just
okay.
gonna...
What if it's...
It might not be hostile. It hasn't done anything
It doesn't move
us.
At all.
It clearly is behind screaming at us.
It offered us advice. I all think right. that...
So, are we getting close
now,
to
we
the source
not...
of the pearlescence?
I don't think so. I think we're just heading
yeah,
towards
we're
some
heading
rocks in the ocean. I think the pearlescence is coming from the sky.
I thought we were heading to the source of the pearlescence.
Oh, is that where we're
You
heading?
Are following the pearlescence.
Yeah, we're following it, but
yeah.
we don't
That's
know
right.
when it ends. Like, we
okay.
don't know.
Or if it ends.
Yeah, or if it ends.
Well, the
so,
pearlescence is kind of this weird slime through the universe, right?
Yeah.
So let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Marching along.
Do you think it tastes like it? Is it here in front of us anywhere? Like, can
don't,
we touch it?
Don't
There's
don't
a lot
taste
of pearlescence
it.
Around.
Can I,
no.
like, put a finger in it?
No,
like, how does it...
I'm going to stop him.
Well, I mean, even if you do, your hand is just passing through. Like, if someone had shined a flashlight through the dark and
yeah.
you, like, move your hand through a flashlight.
It doesn't come away different or anything. I wonder why it, like, totally zoned you out when you touched it back in our plane.
Because it was to transport us.
Touched it back in our plane. We weren't here.
Oh,
and now
so
that we
weird.
Are here, I think it's just guiding this island.
Okay. You guys continue walking. You're not entirely sure how much time has passed. There's no sun to tell the passing of time. You just go
That's been hours.
And walk. And eventually you come upon this rock outcropping, kind of jutting up out of the swamp. This dry, it's the same kind of like shiny black onyx looking rock that the cave was made in, that you first appeared in.
It's not the same cave, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No. It's not a cave. It's just kind of like this large rock sticking out of the swamp. Like almost like a boulder that has been kind of like shaved, so instead of being rounded, it's like flat.
Okay. I want to investigate to make sure it's safe and not going to, like, nothing weird is going on.
Okay, make an investigation check.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to see, like, if there's anyone around, and I want to see, like, maybe if I can figure out what this rock is made out of. Well, I can't. I'm not going to tell you what it is, I just can't.
Okay.
Should we?
Well, guys, I don't know.
Are we wanting to rest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
She's just gonna take first watch.
I'll watch first.
Okay. Elena will watch first, and I'll pick up the second shift, and then by then, we should have all been rested.
Libby's gonna cuddle really close to Avi. Okay.
Okay.
I will look out for anything unusual in context of the place
and
we're in.
Yeah, sure.
Touch it.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that thing is still kind of standing there, so I'll just kind of check on that every once in a while, like look back,
well,
watch the sky.
Just in case before bed, I cast Death Ward on Ave.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because we're going to bed, so just in case something attacks during the night.
Okay.
You guys begin to try to fall asleep, but it is very hard to fall asleep. This is not comfortable. You're scared, anxious. And you lay there for what feels like hours of just nothing, trying to fall asleep and not being able to.
I can't sleep here.
Eventually, you sit up, frustrated at the lack of sleep. And when you do, you kind of like turn to stretch and you see yourself laying asleep.
What the fuck?
Astral projection.
As you've come up.
Who's taking first watch,
me,
by the way?
Elena.
So Elena's not experiencing this?
Elena's not.
Can I like try and float over to Elena?
As you stand up, your feet are on the ground and you walk
you
over.
Float.
But you walk away from your body.
Do we see each other, but
Do I see them? Yeah,
no, you do not.
Say, I'm assuming I don't see them.
Guys!
Libby, maybe you can try to cast message to communicate with
well,
Elena.
Sending.
Can we just
sending.
Wake up? Can I try and wake up? Can I?
Nothing happens.
Shit.
Okay.
I'm going to touch myself, see if I can like go back in.
Your hand kind of passes through your body.
I can't just like go back into myself
just
like fall. Ghost.
No,
like
you
Casper.
Can like you can like lay down in yourself and like inhabit the space, but it doesn't like reconnect
mm-hmm.
you.
Oh my
is there,
god.
So this is kind of out of game, Bailey, knowing this. Is there a tether connecting us to our bodies?
No.
No? So okay. This is
can I so I wanna go up to myself. And I want to try and cast command on myself, and I want to say wake. Nothing. Guys, I don't think I can use magic.
I doubt we have our spell focuses.
You feel the energy of the spell, like, go, but it... You feel like you can't affect...
I'm going to cast light, like, in my hand.
And it ignites, but Elena sees no... light.
Well, that just means we can cast spells. We just
mm-hmm.
can't affect.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna go up to Lyle now, and I want to cast on
it.
His astral, like, wake. Like, wake up. Like, command.
On his
astral,
astral form? Well, he's already awake.
Still nothing. Okay.
Wasted spot.
Oh, no. I know. I'm just trying to figure out.
I know. I'm just saying.
Do we have, like, our equipment?
Yeah.
like astral equipment?
Yeah, we
yeah.
need to be careful.
So even Ave, like meditating, she that same thing?
Yeah.
I was gonna ask that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys suddenly hear this like
do I hear it? No.
You don't, Elena.
Is it that thing we were looking at?
I'm gonna look for it.
No, it's not.
Can we
and
yeah,
as you look
look
around,
around
you
it?
See you don't need to look very hard. A like horde of shadows approaching.
Oh my god, what the fuck is this place?
God
I
damn
it,
why didn't
I'm
gonna
fly
a hollow
astral plane?
I'm
we're gonna
have
a last fight,
Elena.
Not
just like
no, that's what I mean. We should have prepared Hollow.
Looks good
yeah.
out there.
And it takes forever
it's
to
very
cast.
Peaceful.
It
takes 20 minutes.
Well, I mean, like for. Fuck.
Do I still have the death ward that she cast on me, or was that on my body?
It was on your body.
If something just comes and starts wailing on your body, you'll be good.
Can I scream at Elena? Can
that's
I just be
good.
Like, Elena, Elena, Elena?
I can't hear you.
Fucking hell.
Oh, is that our real bodies?
Yeah.
Lyle. We're all sleeping in a line.
Yeah.
Of course, Lyle and Libby are next to
are we?
Stupid.
Libby said he... Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
me.
Oh, yeah. You're somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm just imagining
yeah.
Livy.
Where
like,
am
move.
I? Am I, like, at the mouth, maybe, here?
Just where
imagining
you would
Libby,
have
like,
positioned
move?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Like, get
is that,
way.
Like,
I
the
to
rock?
Sit next to Lyle?
Yes.
So,
this is the rock. And this is where the rock meets the swamp.
Don't worry.
So
I don't see the people who run
I
away
am probably,
from
like, in front of them here.
Oh.
They're just unfaithful.
No, the front is over here, because this is the swamp. And this
know,
is,
man.
Like, a cave-ish kind of situation.
No, there's no cave. This is coming up out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, if you took a big rock and dropped it in... to the swamp.
Like Pride Rock in a
yeah,
swamp?
Yeah,
that's what
yes.
I said.
So
like,
I...
Oh, okay, the
there.
Front is there.
Thanks,
okay.
Norn, for that.
Okay.
Okay, so where are these shadows?
No, I'm going to draw them with markers instead
Jesus.
Of miniatures
oh,
because
Jesus.
I don't have enough miniatures.
Oh, God.
I can
it's,
explain it to
you. You have, like, hundreds, Norn.
You're like, you don't have enough miniatures because
you
have a shit
so
time.
Many fucking minis.
Oh, they're coming out the other way.
I mean, they can't have too much health if there's a shit ton of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We're on 13.
Yeah.
Fans.
Still
16.
We're still going, though, yeah.
19.
We're at
20,
fan.
22.
Hey.
A lot.
22 specters begin to creep towards... your astral
would
projections.
I know as a cleric that a specter is undead, or is that not?
Oh, totally.
Dead?
We got this.
This
did
is...
you already use your turn undead, though?
No, are you
no,
kidding?
I haven't either.
Okay, well, that's good.
Elena, while you're sitting on the edge of the rock watching, you start to hear...
Oh, fuck. Are you gonna get attacked, too?
The swamp... begins to, like, bubble.
She's not gonna be able to wake us up.
And
turn around and kind of maybe try to nudge whoever's closest to me. I think
you're
Lyle
like
or Libby.
Shaking,
like,
Libby's body.
Libby.
No reaction at
fuck.
All. The swamp is bubbling. It starts to go faster and faster until it looks like it's boiling. Then all of a sudden. A geyser of boiling swamp water erupts and comes like crashing down. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck!
Do you want us to roll initiative?
Yes, I would like everyone to roll initiative, including Elena.
20, not natural. Oh, nice.
You are kind of showered, but try to like roll out of the way and only take a little bit of the damage.
Oh god, this is not.
We got this.
So take 11 points of fire damage as the boiling water kind of crashes down on top of you, Elena. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk initiative. 20 to
25.
23. I forgot to roll. Jeez. 15 to 20?
18.
19. 19. 19, 18, 17. 20.
Okay.
Wow, guys.
Wait, no,
21.
Sorry.
Oh,
I did
wow.
the math wrong.
That still doesn't put you above,
obviously.
I know, I was just
okay.
Like... Perfect. Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, just in, I mean, just in case
to be
the...
honest.
No, that's good. In case
that's
the...
nice.
In case the bad guys are a little higher. That's good.
You know, I'm not that smart. With the math.
With the math.
And the numbers.
It's all very hard.
It's all like, ugh, you know.
Ave is one.
Thank you. I don't really want that.
That's perfect. Right there.
Two.
I haven't figured out what I'm going
to
do.
I almost got it to land on your laptop. Well, maybe not, but it hit your laptop, so it felt like it almost did.
No one's just flinging our initiative cards at us, like we're strippers.
And I, number six, with a natural one.
Whoa.
That's thank God.
Pretty bad.
That is pretty bad.
I think that means we should get like another round before they can go.
Yeah.
We get a surprise round even though they snuck up on us.
That's not how that works.
Well, we can't be surprised with my Triton of Warning.
Yeah, but...
True.
You know. Kay. Not a great situation, guys.
Ave, there are 22 specters heading in your direction.
Sounds like a normal day, man. 22.
Honestly, yeah. At this point, I'm going to cast Ice Storm at 5th level. And they need to make dexterity saving throws. It's a 20-foot radius, so it's a 40-foot diameter.
And nobody got a long rest, so this is...
Okay, I think you can get all of them.
Hell yeah.
Making 22 dex saves. Roll the damage, please.
Yeah, I'm figuring... Okay.
We're gonna do this as we go.
So it's an extra dice, because I'm casting it a level above where it's supposed to be. Okay. So long. Okay, that's... 10, 20, 8, plus 7, that's 35 damage and half to those who succeed.
Okay, so 35 and like 17? That math could be totally wrong, I just...
Well, it would be 18 rounded up.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty close. That's impressive. 35 and 17, okay. We're just going to go down 18. Is that what you had said?
That's the DC.
What's the damage?
35. And 18 to those who succeed
okay.
The DC of 18.
Okay.
Okay.
I was right.
Okay.
I was just confused.
I was confused what you were asking.
Well, then you sounded like you were correcting me, but...
I always sound like that.
Okay,
I mean...
I'm going to start from 1 and go down to 22.
Okay.
That's a... And you guys can erase them as I tell you to, because they don't have that much health. So number 1 is gone.
Oh, nice.
Number 2 is gone. Number 3 is gone. Number 4 is gone. Number 5 got an 18, so 5 has...
So subtract 18 from him.
Okay. Number 6 got a natural 20, so he'll take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
That was, what did I say, number 6?
Yeah.
Number 7's gone. Number 8 is gone. Number 9 is gone. Number 10 is gone.
How much health did they have?
22.
Damn.
Number 11 is gone.
I feel like they cast it up
the level under. What?
Number 11's gone.
Okay.
Number 12 is gone. Number 5 is gone.
5's not gone.
Sorry, 13. I rolled a 5.
13 is gone?
Yes. I rolled a 5 for number 13.
Oh, okay.
I accidentally said 5. That wasn't in my tray, so it doesn't count. Number, what are we on now?
14.
14 is gone.
Holy shit, Ave.
15's gone.
What was this?
Ice storm.
16 is still here.
Drew, it's okay.
17 is gone. 18 is gone. Number 19 is super gone. He got a natural one.
He's extra gone.
He just evaporates.
20 is gone. 21 is gone. And 22 also got a natural one.
Yeah! 22 bad guys, and I killed all but three of them.
You create this.
He's
having
the rest
of my plan.
Ice storm.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
someone
has just,
you go
like,
next, so you can get all three of them.
The rock like freezes over, and icicles
and
like come storming down out of the sky, obliterating the specters.
Do I see that?
That's cold damage.
Shoot, some of it is cold, but some of it's bludgeoning.
They're resistant to cold damage.
I don't know how much of it was cold.
Ooh.
Okay, fuck it. It's fine. We won't worry about it.
Okay, sorry.
you
should have told me that
before
I rolled.
How many of the dice are cold damage out of?
There was 4d8s of bludgeoning, and then there was 5d6s of cold damage. Mm. So, and I already moved them after I rolled them because we got the numbers.
Roll 5d6.
Again?
Yes.
I mean, you wiped them out.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Don't worry.
We're gonna go back and
it's,
like
no,
subtract
it's fine.
From
yeah,
the damage.
No,
damage.
I don't want to have to count those
okay.
numbers and put them there again.
He's like, but what I will do is
in
bring
the...
back 20 more.
They bring in friends.
In
yes,
the future, let me know what kind of damages yeah. they're resistant to.
Does...
Like right as I roll.
In the future, let me know what kind of damage your spells do.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Deal.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So does the water stop bubbling? Like, does Elena see it bubble furiously? Or
it's
less
still
view?
Going. Elena's problem. Elena's
yeah.
view has not changed at all.
Okay.
Lyle.
Okay. So for.
Hold on.
Okay. So these two, I'm gonna fire at this one.
Okay.
And then for my bonus action, I'm gonna cast lightning arrow with that. So.
Okay.
Shoot lightning. Yeah. Boom. Fuck me. 15.
Hit.
Okay. Awesome. So So I need give d8.
I have a lot of d8s.
I have two. Perfect. Thank you. So the target, which is number 5, is going to take 4d8 of lightning damage. It needs to make a dexterity saving throw. Sorry.
17.
17? It succeeds, so it's going to take half the damage from 4d8.
Cool. It's probably still going to die.
Maybe not.
That'll take 4 damage.
It's got 4 damage.
It's like that's still that.
16 points of
yeah.
damage. And then the other one is going to take 2d8. It needs to make a dexterity saving throw. Sorry. I haven't used this in a while. I'm just like, whoa.
Jeez.
9.
It fails, so it's going to take 2d8 lightning damage. 11 points of damage to it.
6. That one.
Yeah.
6 is still going to be up.
Okay.
Because they're resistant to lightning damage as well. So that's going to have that.
Okay. And then for my other attack, I am just going to shoot my bow at it. It won't take the cold damage, but it'll still take the...
It'll take the cold damage, it'll just
it'll
be
half the cold damage.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to shoot
so
it
keep
at
track of which portion of it is cold.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot 16 with that.
Okay.
13.
That just hits.
Oh, cool. So this one is going to be the regular piercing damage. And that is 7. And then the cold damage is 1.
Perfect. That erases number 16. All that leaves is specter number 6 for Libby.
Well, Libby's just going to walk up to it.
Oh, my God.
And just like hit it with my my
yeah,
mace of disruption.
Go ahead and make the attack.
20.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. And it's undead.
I don't think it's possible for you to not kill it. I think no matter
should
what.
Should I not roll then, or should I?
You can just to see how.
Okay. It's radiant damage.
Just if you want to see how much damage
it does. Yeah, so it has to make.
Or get blown up, right?
So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It takes an extra 2d6, so you should have rolled 3d6s.
Oh.
And regardless, it blows up. It has 5 health left.
Okay.
It got a 13 on its con save, wisdom or whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just gonna blow up.
I just want to like go up to it and just I just wanted to like just
like tap it. Your mace is like glowing with this gold light. You walk up and just like bop it on the head, and it's just like.
Guys, I did it.
When the last specter disappears, you guys kind of like wake up on the ground, on the body, in your bodies.
You feel rested.
Well, and not yet. It's only been like 2 hours. Yeah, you've only been sleeping for like 2 hours, so you haven't got a rest in yet.
And we got a short rest.
In theory, you could take a short rest.
I didn't take a long rest.
From that 2 hours.
Elena?
In 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Weird as shit.
We're not out of combat.
Oh.
The water is boiling.
Oh, god damn it.
Bubbling in front of Elena.
Fuck.
These geysers are like going off. Sending up boiling water throughout the swamp in front of you. The geysers kind of like form into this like massive like frog-like form made out of water.
You picked this rest spot, Abe.
I suggested this rest spot and you didn't say anything against it.
Oh no.
Quick.
Honestly, something would have happened to us at the hut too, I'm sure.
Lyle, go kiss it. Isn't that like a thing? Like the Prince and the Frog or something?
I don't know.
It!
I don't even know that you guys see it yet.
It's gonna be my turn, so I'm gonna be getting up and seeing this.
I'm trying to find this monster.
You should tell me your secret when you're drunk, Lyle.
D&D's encounter builder is new and really cool.
Really?
Oh my god.
Yeah, the encounter builder is awesome.
Their new one?
Yeah,
it's still in like the beta form right now.
Is this a good tweet?
But it's really cool.
Nice.
This spider lady is going to be our giant water frog. With, like, this long tongue that comes out and is, like, serrated on the end. Instead of, like, arms, it's got these, like tentacles, but they're, like, made of boiling water, so they kind of, like, flow like the waves.
Nope. Nope.
Gross.
Not doing it. Bye, guys.
So that was Libby's turn. Daedrin. You kind of come to after defeating this like wave of spirits, and like hear behind you Elena kind of like under her breath like, what the fuck? As this like giant frog forms out of the boiling swamp water.
So I'm gonna wake up, I'm gonna be like, shit. And I'm going to cast Blade Barrier at 6th level.
Holy shit.
Ooh, what's the blade barrier?
First 6th level spell being used.
No, that's not true.
Shut your mouth.
Libby used one.
Wait, what'd you
shut your
mouth. Planar ally,
he,
I summoned an angel.
The
that
angel that walks out.
You fucking what?
You
don't remember? No, I remember.
But Ave doesn't
Ave
know.
Has no fucking clue.
You were standing there when the big angel walked out.
He walked down the stairs and tried to grab him out of the
tavern.
Did
you assume that was just like Libby?
And
Ave said,
that's probably good for business. As the angel walks out and flies away.
I remember now, sorry. Oh yeah, she did say that. You're right.
So I'm going to do it like that, I believe.
Okay.
And
I have no idea what this does.
You can make a wall Straight up to 100 feet long, 20 feet high, and 5 feet thick, which is what I'm doing.
Sure.
And when a creature enters the wall area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, the creature must make a dexterity saving throw. And also, you create a vertical wall of whirling razor-sharp blades made of magical energy. The wall appears within range and lasts for the duration.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty
dang
cool.
So there's a wall of blades.
Did you cast it, like, so that he was in the...
Yeah.
Okay. So he'll make his dex save. That's an 8.
Fail. So
oh, I'm so excited for this.
That is 6 d10.
That's a
nice.
Does it prevent any kind of movement through it, or is, like, just passing through it because it's blades?
It.
Like, it's going to take damage. Is that what the thing is?
Bailey?
I'll just do this.
Oh, sorry.
She's counting.
Sorry.
It doesn't say anything about not being able to move through it.
Okay.
The wall provides 3/4 cover to creatures behind it, and the space is difficult terrain. And it's 5 feet thick.
So it probably halves their movement if they go through it. Right?
If it's difficult to
terrain. Just that one spot, though, because it's only 5 feet.
Okay, so that'd be 10 feet to try and get through it.
Yeah.
What's it called? Blade wall?
Blade barrier.
Blade barrier.
Oh my gosh, I rolled pretty good.
Ooh,
nice.
I thought that was almost a bad. Oh my
yeah.
gosh, like, oh my gosh. Well, that's
no.
that's
oh my
gosh, 6 points.
Well, well.
Well, by golly gee. Bless your heart.
Jesse, is that you?
Oh, Jesse, is that you?
I want Jesse to make
so
a cameo 30. In this campaign.
That's 40 slashing damage.
Nice.
That is nice.
This bitch is dead.
The blades appear and start like whirling around, and it's kind of like as it's cutting into this like water form of this frog creature, it's like sending water like spraying out.
Gross.
And everyone has 3/4 cover if they're behind
so
it.
So does it while it's on the wall.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, actually, yes. Bastard.
Okay.
I did 40 points of damage, though.
Yeah,
after
yeah,
Daedra
no, worth
is
it.
Elena.
Sex it.
I have no idea what to do now because of that wall.
You couldn't really get in the water anyways.
Why?
Because it's boiling.
Is it still boiling? Or did it did that thing pop up and then it kind of stopped?
The boiling has kind of come into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was still boiling.
Do it, Elena. Don't be a pussy.
Could I?
I'm kidding.
There are still, like... geysers shooting out of the water every so often, but it doesn't seem like you'll be hurt from stepping into it by like heat from the water.
Don't be a human right now.
I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna five. I gotta move this to see. 10.
You're gonna take damage if you go through it.
That's fine.
Elena's got the health.
15. So, to move through it, it costs me extra.
Yeah, so if you move again, it'll be 25.
25. Can I get there for 30?
30, yeah.
Okay. We'll go there. Can you? So I'm
sick. So you move through. You'll make a dex save as you pass through the blade barrier.
21. Oh, nice. She just, like, parkours through it.
Like, Matrix, like, dives
yeah.
the blaze, like,
yeah!
splash.
Oh, that's actually a really badass.
Good thing.
Oh, Jesus.
So you take 20 damage.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So it doesn't.
She like runs, like is charging towards it, and then just gets like severed, like, in, like, four,
oh,
feet, like 4 slices. You're all just like, oh god.
No, she like
she's
runs,
like,
does the thing where she like.
I got a
10 like,
on one of my dice.
Okay, well I'm staying out here for the rest of the fight.
Elena turns around and is like, "This is why we don't fucking like you." No.
Patrons.
Oh man! Okay.
Especially if Elena had died, we would all be like, okay, Daedrin, that's it. You're out of the
no,
group.
No, well, the worst part is Daedrin would be like, who the fuck runs into a wall of knives?
Elena, that's why we don't create walls of knives.
Daedrin's like, I thought that it was clear from context that you didn't run through it. It's made of knives.
You obviously never hung out with Elena.
What's that? Elena, what's that? What do you have? A knife!
No! Now that's definitely Ave and Lily.
No!
Okay, so what are you doing?
Okay, so I got both blades out. So, got my armor class is 16.
Oh,
alright. So, first one. 18
nine.
Plus 9, so
27. Misses.
Shut up.
You just gave her a
look. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I can't really tell if you're joking or not.
Don't even say
We're
that.
I'm fucking terrified.
Don't you say that. Okay. I have to remember that I crit on a 19 with this weapon, but I forget that sometimes. Okay. So, does fire damage matter?
It is resistant to fire. So half the fire, please.
I don't know which one was fire because I rolled them at the same time.
Jesus.
One was 5 and one was 6, though. So they were pretty close.
Well, let's say that the 6
one.
Was
well,
fire.
Half okay. of them are... It's 6 anyways because half of 5 is 3 rounded up.
That's
and
true.
Half of
it
6
would be the
is
same.
3.
Okay, true. So,
it's resistant
so
to fire?
Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah, it's boiling water. And it's also water.
So then
it's a frost.
13 damage with the halved fire.
13 damage with halved fire?
Yeah. And then 17 plus 9 is 26.
Is enough.
You can even see my health.
What's your health?
Okay, so
what's your
6.
27 hits, 26 does not.
So 6 slashing and 4 fire.
So
10, 15 total.
I'm 79.
15 total. And that's with halved?
Yes.
87.
Okay.
I'm taking the
and
top
then
feet
my offhand.
I don't
want conscious
so often because I don't have shit.
18?
Yeah.
No, I stay back and
cash. It's
rolling.
How about necrotic damage?
Necrotic is
well,
fine.
Well, I'm not going to run through a wall of knives.
Turn into a mammoth and take
so
on the big bad by yourself.
I have to turn into a mammoth because the mammoth has a shit ton of health.
13
damage.
I don't
like immediately.
Let me just
fly oh, wait, no,
danger.
I don't get to add my thing. Never mind. So 6. 8
I'm
damage.
A
8
I
damage.
Can handle it.
Okay.
Next roll, I can handle it.
And I
kill
2
points. So, Elena, you hit it with 3 attacks, correct?
Yes.
Make 3 dexterity saving throws.
What?
Oh, does the boiling water, like, splash onto you if you hit it?
Oh.
10.
Okay.
Oh. 5.
You have
luck
Kay.
If you want to use it.
Okay.
And 15.
Okay, so take 12 fire damage and then 6
yeah,
fire damage
burned.
As the boiling water splashes 18. Off and lands on top of you. Make a 4th dexterity saving throw.
Oh my god, Elena!
Is it attacking her at this point?
Oh.
13.
A geyser erupts from the water's well. And you manage to, like, dodge out of the way of the geyser.
What's your...
Okay. It is the water frog, the water fire frog's turn.
I might go unconscious, y'all.
Hey.
That doesn't happen very often.
You got death ward.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, that lasts for...
22 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
We are good.
We need to get
glad
to
another
cleric. Her armor class. She's going to be our tank.
We need to hurry what?
She needs better
gonna
armor.
Get into some heavy armor.
I don't think she can.
Has a fire?
She oh, she's got druid proficiencies.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I am. I'm proficient in.
Did you take fire proficiencies or regard? If it says it, then you're fine. 26 piercing damage.
Oh yeah, I'm unconscious.
But
you're back at 1.
Oh yeah.
And then, there was...
But it goes right after she does.
Yeah,
there was
yeah.
4 fire damage, but it was included in that. So, you're fine. That was still, like, when the blade
so
went
was
off.
One... So one thing happened to her that knocked her out, killed her.
Well, like, go on.
The fire damage... The fire... Yeah, the fire damage would have been included in the attack. I just hadn't rolled
okay.
the d6 for it yet. But you're back
so
at 1 because the
so
death
I
ward
come
triggers.
Up to 1.
And you are swallowed.
Oh,
wait,
you
that's
are it
not
like
good.
Goes over and bites you and pulls it, like swallows you inside. Oh. So you are inside of like boiling water. While you are in here, you are blinded, restrained.
Oh.
You have total cover against attacks and other outside effects. But you'll
so
take 3d6 fire damage at the start of each of the monster's turns.
Oh my god.
And it's turn
so
right now.
So you said she's immune to everything?
She's not
well,
immune, she just has full cover.
Yeah, it's alright, I got a plan.
So,
like, what if I tried to heal her? Is my question. Like, I don't...
Full
me,
cover
then,
from outside effects. So that would be an
okay.
outside effect. You would have to also enter the frog's mouth.
It's fine.
To heal
fine.
Her.
He
we have
needs
to, like,
make
cut her out of the frog.
Throw,
no worries.
He did start his turn
in
the thing.
Plan.
Yeah,
yeah, it's his turn right now.
I got a plan. No, it starts at the beginning 16. Of its turn, he said.
So
yeah,
it's
beginning of the frog's turn.
It's turn.
So
she's got a chance.
Yeah.
So
also,
he takes
18
points
die,
of slashing damage. Mm-hmm. Magic slashing damage.
I got
you
a
have
plan.
Potions.
It's fine. I got a plan.
Cool. Okay.
But I'm restrained,
and then it's going
so
to take its like tongue and send it outwards at Daedrin.
It like pushes me to
oh,
the side.
Was,
like...
That was almost a natural 20. It showed the natural 20 and then rolled.
To a what?
Well, to an 8.
if its tongue goes
but it actually is
going to
have you do a
knives?
Strength saving throw anyway.
Oh my
god,
I hate
this
thing.
Tongue goes through the wall of knives. Will it take
yeah,
damage?
I have... Oh, but it's a safe strength saving throw, but it. I have cover, but I don't know if that matters.
Yeah, cover...
For the saving
AC.
Throw, it wouldn't. It would make your AC a little higher.
Yeah. But I mean to hit me with its tongue.
It started in the thing, so.
5.
That's a fail. It's also going to move forward and exit the space of the thing. But it started inside it, so.
Hey, I did 68 points of damage with that one spell.
Hell yeah.
The target is pulled into an unoccupied space within 5 feet of the frog hemoth. So it's actually, instead of going forward, is going to take a step back out of it. And it's going to pull Daedrin through the wall.
Okay, I need
next
to roll
to
damage
it.
For myself.
Yeah, so make, it, make a dex save and then roll damage for yourself.
Jesus.
As it sends its tongue out, grabs you, and
there
pulls you next to it.
I have a plan, guys.
I have a plan,
okay.
too, for my turn. To
yeah,
get
it's
it to throw
right.
You're also going to take 4 fire damage from the tongue, is it?
Y'all
you.
Should tell me your plans. That way, I don't do something.
No, because that would
I
be metagaming.
Yeah.
You.
I'll just handle my thing.
Sure.
So 4 fire damage real quick.
Yeah, 4 fire damage from it.
Yeah, I'm just taking damage.
Okay, that's the frog's turn. It's going to step backwards out of
the blades.
Wall. Yeah, out of the blades because they had come around it, so it's going to step. Back, so it's no longer inside the swirling blades.
Okay. And that doesn't count as like moving through, right?
No,
because it started in it.
Do you have to make a concentration on the wall?
I will once I.
But if you were outside of the wall when it grabbed you with its fire tongue, when you took damage from the fire tongue, wouldn't you have had to roll to see if you maintained concentration on the wall before it pulled you through?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, the it would be like.
And I have advantage, so. I make it.
Okay.
Without
yeah,
even adding.
Because it was like 4 fire damage, so the DC wasn't very high. But the
you know
concentration for the knife damage
yeah.
is going to be a lot higher at DC.
My dexterity. I do not make it, so I take the full damage.
Okay. So the DC for the concentration is 5 plus whatever damage you take there.
Oh. There's no way I'm going to make it because it's going to be. I need to make a 38.
If you get a natural 20, I'll give it to you.
I got in 19.
Not a natural
so,
20. Lose
gone.
Concentration on the blades as you
oh,
are cut by
go
them,
through them
yourself.
Yeah.
Well, as I... Yeah.
I don't even know if you saw me get swallowed because you were laying down still.
And you can kind of see like her silhouette And there, you saw her
Jesus.
Run.
I'm like kicking
and then all
like
of a sudden you don't see
Elena
anymore.
Oh, gross.
In
hit
stomach.
Oh,
okay, that's easy.
Backs.
We just cover her out.
Okay.
Or
yeah, I'm getting sold several times.
I'm going to stand up because I don't want to be laying down anymore. And maybe back up a little bit. So, wait, do I know how far its tongue goes? How far did it go to grab Daedrin?
Did she even see it?
I was on the ground, but I was there.
There's a big old tongue coming out.
It was about 20 feet.
Okay.
It was like,
well, I want to be like 50 feet away from it. Because my spell has a...
You don't want to join us?
Right.
It's fun over here, guys.
The water's great.
Yeah.
It's boiling.
Jump on in.
Actually, the area of the range is at only 30 feet, so I'm actually going to move closer.
Oh my god.
Backpedal and then like dart forward.
No, the backpedaling never happened. I'm decisive. And I'm casting Blight at 4th level on it, which I don't think will affect Elena inside of it.
She's got total cover from outside.
I just wanted to double check. I don't want to kill her. That would be a real shit thing.
Yeah, it would.
Yep.
It would.
Yeah.
He's making a constitution save?
Yeah.
11.
That does not make it.
I rolled low. But he's got a high constitution.
I hope 46
damage.
Nice.
Because I've been dying to use this spell.
Feel it?
And that's necrotic, so I'm just sucking all the water out of it.
You said 46?
Yeah.
Sick.
Necrotic.
You hold out and cast the sickly green energy out. It strikes the frog and drains some of the water from it. You see its form kind of like shrink a little bit. You can see Elena a little bit clearer now.
Can I breathe? Am I like...
You are like kind of like being waterboarded.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah,
it's 6
seconds
of being waterboarded.
By the time it reaches your turn, it's only 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it seems like a lot longer to be in there than it is. But also you can like hold your breath for like as much as like your constitution modifier or something like that. Like
that
like,
many minutes.
That like many minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes?
Yeah. So I think that's what the rule is
for
holding your breath.
So
it's like it's like as many minutes as your constitution modifier.
I'm just like
as it was sucking.
What
you
if your constitution modifier is like -1?
Can't hold your breath.
At all.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I'd probably give you like a round, or maybe it's like a minimum of 1 minute, you know? I don't know.
It's a minimum of? You can.
You have to actually test it in real life and see how,
yeah.
How long can the player hold their breath.
What if they're like one of those crazy Olympic swimmers, though, and they hold it better than like the person who like...
Good for them.
They're a good D&D.
That's impressive.
I
don't know if that happens
minutes.
Often enough for the designers to
consider
that. Was that your turn, Avi?
No, now I'm going to move back.
Okay. Great. So you run up, shoot the blight, draw the energy out, and you can see Elena a little bit clearer. She kind of like is like floating around.
That's
and
so
like,
gross.
Like rolls forward. And she's got like this panicked look. Her skin is like starting to like turn red from like the boiling
Wait, is
water
it clear?
That's like... Yeah.
Oh, you can kind of
oh.
see
her stomach is kind of translucent.
Well, it's similar. Picture like a water elemental in the shape of a giant frog with like tentacles.
Okay,
oh,
okay,
God.
I see.
But yeah.
I'm still holding my blade, so I'm like.
Yeah, she kind of like floats.
She's like looking at us, like she's going. And we're like, wait, does she have a plan? What the fuck does that mean?
This is like the closest to a bath, Elena.
I know. Like we're about to kill it. We're like, should we leave her in there for a few minutes?
Wild.
Okay, I'm going to stand up.
Do it.
It's a good first step.
Yeah.
Oh, did you move half movement, by the way, Avi? It would have been, yeah. Because
okay.
I only moved forward like 5 or 10 feet, and then I only moved backward 5 or 10 feet, and my normal movement is 55, so half.
I'm just making sure because you
Yeah, it's like 30.
Is it difficult to write?
No, but they stood up, so it used half their movement because they were probably...
Yeah,
okay. So then I moved back as far as I could. 15 feet. And then I'm gonna fire at it with my longbow.
Sure.
What else does Lyle do, really? Shoots his arrows.
Does it work?
Yes.
He gets results.
It does.
24.
He gets results. He meets his
24
bonus.
Hits.
Okay, awesome. So it's gonna take 1d8 of piercing damage and 1d8 of cold damage.
Cool.
So it's water, so maybe it's susceptible to lightning.
So 10 points of piercing damage.
What do you get?
And then another point of cold damage.
She's protected from
cold.
And then for my bonus
outside,
action
so
with that,
go,
I'm going to cast my hunter's mark.
The person
so it'll take
she's
another d6.
Okay.
Don't worry about her.
Damage.
We can bring her back.
No, let's not do that.
2 points.
Okay.
And that is my turn. Oh, wait, no, I have another attack.
You have another attack?
I have another attack, you guys.
Oh, sorry.
Here,
don't panic.
Lyle's here.
Lyle's like, oh, I guess that's it.
Pew, pew.
Except, actually, it's not.
He's like, better put the bow away. Just kidding.
He's like,
he's really dramatic about that, honestly.
He's,
he's like, putting it down, and he's like, I've got another attack, bitches. And then everyone on the battlefield is like, what
you
the
thought
hell is
I
that
would
guy doing?
I was like, wait, you thought you needed
he's
help?
He's like, oh,
and, like,
just kidding.
Three steps and is like, oh.
Oh, just kidding.
Okay, so he's gonna fire again.
You fucking thought.
13. I'm guessing misses.
Indeed it does. Right. Yes.
That's what happens when you're dramatic.
I've got a second attack. Oh, my, I was done, actually.
Actually,
I'm done with this.
I wanted to give you guys a shot.
Libby.
Does it look the equivalent of water boiled?
Yes. Sure.
Jesus.
I'll give you evaporated, I feel like would be better.
Okay. Then I'm going to stand. It's kind of ruined my plan. I guess I'll just... Okay. So that was half of my movement, right? To stand up? So... Okay, well, if it's almost done, then I'm just gonna do Toll the Dead on it.
I'm sorry to send you the text.
So that's a wisdom saving throw. I was like, is it not?
Ten.
Does it not have a brain? I guess it's just not working. No one's waiting for me to do the next thing. Okay. Anyway, so that's 3. 3d12.
Okay, just roll your damage.
Okay. I love you, Lauren.
Sorry, you were speaking words and they just totally. We're just like,
no, I thought that it was like you were like, that's not gonna work, Jake. Do your next shit.
No, I just like I heard you speaking, but did not.
No, I legit. I was like, oh, he's just waiting to tell me if it works or not.
That was
he's
my
thinking,
bad. We played a lot of D&D yesterday.
Literally, like 12.
Like
13, 12 hours.
Yeah, like
12
13
or
13
hours.
I'm
legit crying.
19 points of necrotic damage.
Okay, sick. That's a lot.
And then. And I'm like, oh shit, Annotatus didn't actually cast my spell. Oh, never mind, guys, we're good, we're good. Okay,
you
I'm gonna
have,
do...
You have, like, the surprise Pikachu face when you realize that Jacob,
like,
was, like,
asking me to do something.
Yeah. You were like...
And then I'm gonna do Spiritual Weapon.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna cast that next to this.
Cool.
But
I
wanna...
I the mini out there on the board.
I wanna aim it at his tummy.
That's
what
Elena is.
I'm like,
she
I'll get her out. I'll get her out.
Okay.
I'll get her out, guys. I'll get her out. Yeah, then I'm gonna.
Sorry.
Oh, what damage is this? This is.
I would imagine radiant.
I feel like it's
spiritual. Yeah, it's
bludgeoning.
Is it bludgeoning?
Bludgeoning?
Yeah.
Man, that was good.
Some damages really don't make any sense.
Yeah, where does it say that, Bailey?
It's a spiritual
it
weapon,
right
so
next
like
to the damage.
I feel like my face
explain yourself,
into
Mike Worrell's.
Thorne's face
yeah.
When I was waiting for him to respond. Like, he was like just staring off into nothing, and I was like,
19
to hit?
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
It does indeed hit.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
And then, I can't anymore, guys. That was the end. We're done. 7.
Okay.
How does it look?
It's looking rough. Elena, you can feel what was an immense, like, water pressure kind of, like, pressing you, making your head kind of ring. Which each hit, the pressure is kind of, like, lightening.
It's gonna tell you.
And it's becoming easier. Your ears are, like, popping.
I'm gonna run towards
which is
it.
Really uncomfortable underwater because
yeah.
it kind of lets water in your ears. But that's yeah. what happens when the pressure adjusts.
I'm gonna scream, I'm coming, Elena!
I'll get Libby's on it.
Jump down into the water.
That is so sassy.
Make a dexterity saving
oh,
throw, Libby.
God.
As you enter the water.
What?
As one of the geysers erupts.
Oh, jeez. Fuck.
This
oh.
what happens when you just, like, run into shit.
From 18. The lava?
You kind of, like, roll out of the way as the geyser erupts next to you.
I thought you were shaking your head like, no. And I was
like... Daedra, number 4.
So... He's looking rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just cast Shatter. So it's a Constitution saving throw.
Natural 20.
So he takes half damage. I'm gonna use Divine. I'm gonna use my Channel Divinity to just do the max damage.
Sick.
So it will take 5.
Yeah, good one.
It'll take 16 points of lightning. Or no, thunder damage.
As the sound, just like ear-piercing noise, and then kind of like detonates in this flash of light, in this splash of water, Elena, Daedrin, and Libby make dexterity saving throws.
Damn
oh
it,
my
Daedrin.
God!
I'm really late. Oh,
shit.
I failed.
Wait, I'm gonna use luck. Hold on.
14.
I mega failed.
You made myself.
Anytime
you're
uplifted.
Anytime. 21. Okay. So, you're going to take 10 fire damage.
No, well,
you guys
practice.
Are going to take 20 as it explodes, dousing you in boiling water.
Tis but a flesh wound.
I am unconscious,
I'm
everybody.
Almost unconscious.
As the water frog disperses, kind of like spilling back out into the swamp, Elena's lifeless body kind of falls in. Splashes into the bog, kind of like.
She still has life. She's still alive.
In the mud.
I'm
not lifeless yet.
Well, unconscious.
Libby's
yeah.
gonna run over to Elena. Elena! Elena, I know you're a pain in my ass,
I'll just
but
cast
hang
Spare
on.
The Dying on her really quick.
Okay.
Just be like, snap, Spare the Dying.
What?
You're stabilized.
What level is that?
Cantrip.
Is it cantrip? Okay.
And
that is OP.
I'm gonna use.
Well, it doesn't heal at all. It's just so she doesn't have to make saving throws.
Yeah.
Still
so,
super helpful though.
Yeah.
Then all
a
you gotta do
trip,
is
just
pour
you
a
just
potion
cast
down.
Cast it as many times as you
Open
want.
Up, you sad bitch.
Let's go. Got some monsters to slay.
I'm gonna use Channel Divinity. I'm gonna use Preserve Life. So I'm gonna be like, Annotatus, please, please, she's human now. Help one of your followers. And I'm gonna give her.
She's not human.
Yeah, she's like, oh, Aladdin.
I'm not human, and
you
I'm
lied
not one of
so
them.
Much in that one sentence.
Everything that
no.
you just said
is
Annotatus
is weak, he doesn't know. A white lie won't hurt him.
Oh my god.
And I'm going to heal up to half of her health.
Annotatus will heal the health, not
he's
because
of
anything you said, but because he's a healer, and she's in need.
Not so
because
I can,
of your blatant
I can heal
lie.
Up to half of your health. I can heal up to 55, but it'll only heal up to half of your health.
Can I take whatever's extra?
Yes.
Wait, so what do I heal?
So I can heal up to 55, but it only heals you up to half your health points.
So if your maximum health is...
My maximum is 94.
So half of 94...
50...
40... 49.
So can I take the extra?
Is that correct?
Yes.
No.
No, it's not correct. Don't put that.
It's 47.
Yeah.
Okay, so get up to 47.
You were close.
Yeah,
so I can heal 47.
Yes.
47.
So you get 47
and that leaves
points.
8.
And then I will look at Daedrin and be like, "You did a really good job. Thank you." And I'm going to give her what's left,
thanks
and then I'm also going to cast
knives.
Cure
I have
Wounds
10 hit points now
on her. Unless, how does everyone else looking?
You guys,
I'm a little rough.
I'm
kind of like come to consciousness.
But I can also.
Oh god, bad idea, guys.
I think I can also.
Your head is ringing, you're full of water
so
in your ears. It's that awful. I hate that feeling.
I'm like.
Oh
god, that was such a bad idea.
thought I
never again.
Isn't that your specialty?
Okay, probably again, but
I guess you can't hear me through all the water. Ooh, this is the perfect time.
I control
Elena.
Water.
Oh,
I just take all the water out of her.
Perfect.
Like all the stuff that's flowing around.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know if that's a good idea. So I'm not gonna do it.
What's not a good idea?
Take all the. She was like, I can control water. Can I take the water out of her?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, totally.
I just meant like whatever was stuffing.
Knowing
her
she's 75% water, and you said all the water.
I was gonna caveat it.
I want to take all the water except for what she should have. Okay.
Yeah, I can heal myself. Okay. You don't have to worry about me.
On top of what I healed you, I'm going to heal you with cure wounds.
We're going to bed, aren't we?
I'm doing okay.
I don't know. I'm just doing this to be safe.
Yeah.
In case you know, another frog monster jumps up out and decides he wants to
snack.
We'll
just get the spell slot.
They didn't put that on the brochure.
Leaves a bad review on Yelp.
So,
would not recommend.
You're going to heal 25.
Okay.
Guys, I need to work on my healing. So.
Okay.
I also healed myself with a fourth level.
And then I'm just going to fall on my face and go to bed.
In the water?
Gross. I'm also going to try to go to bed.
Okay, so you guys all make it back up onto the rock outcropping. Finish up your rest. Ave, you can finish a long rest.
Oh, God.
Take over for Elena. The rest of the night passes by. However, as you guys are putting, like, getting back down to bed, you look and you see the figure on the horizon has grown a little bit closer.
Ew.
Not close enough to make any...
Like a timer of sorts?
Yeah, not close enough to make any, like...
It's death.
You can't see any... Like details about him,
right?
Or
like we can't tell race or anything,
right?
Or height, even.
Yeah, but you can see definitely tell that it has inched forward.
Okay,
that's making me a little nervous.
I know, it makes me nervous too. So I'm taking over for Elena.
And
we're resting again.
Let her meditate for a while.
Yes, and then the rest of the night passes by.
Okay.
And we...
Easily as well. And you all can successfully complete a long rest.
Oh, thank God.
Norrin's like, now, an hour later after you thought you were going to, you can take a long rest.
Okay.
You guys rise after resting. Again, not really sure what time of day it is because there's no way to... track the time that has gone by here. There's no sun, so you're unsure exactly of what time it is, but you at some point all wake up around the same time.
So we all get our long rest?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I have a question.
No.
So on the Nine Eyes of Theldoros, it says that the charges should reset after a long rest, but they haven't been resetting in D&D Beyond, but they do reset. Right, like
they do reset.
Okay.
I probably just have to go back, and that's probably more of an issue of me being bad at working
over
technology.
That's not a big deal. I can just unmark the charges.
But,
that's fine.
Libby's gonna talk with you, Daedrin.
Over the night?
Yeah, before we go to sleep.
I go to bed immediately to continue
just
our sleep.
Just talk to her in the morning.
Okay. Well, it was about prepared spells. I don't know.
Okay. We prepare the spells in the morning.
No, we in the book it says we prepare them and then pray all night. And that's how they get changed. Because the gods grant us our spells for the next day.
I'm going to do what I'm doing. I already know what I'm going to prepare.
Okay.
I'm sure as long as you do it at some point during the long rest, it's not a big deal.
Okay. What's next, guys?
Well, we're not listening to Ave
anymore.
I'm
preparing spells.
I'm done. I'm gonna sit next to Lyle, since you know everyone's kind of getting ready. So, since you know we could die any second, things aren't looking good here. What's this about your uncle?
Olivia, I'd rather not talk about that right now. I'm really tired.
I mean, I get it. I would also, you know, not like to die.
This is in the morning.
A sad, place of destituteness. without any loved ones nearby, cold, wet. But, you know, sometimes when, you know, you're with friends and, you know, people you trust, you share things.
I think I've shared quite enough.
Okay, well, if you ever, you know, want to share, and I'm gonna hand you a pamphlet that says how to connect
with others.
How to be when you're feeling being lost and without a god.
Like in Steven Universe, the how to talk to people.
Step one, find a person you want to talk to. Step two, talk to them.
Lyle takes it and is like, whatever. But then he, like, secretly, carefully tucks it away in his pocket.
I do not see that.
Like, this might be useful.
I'm going to cast as a ritual, so it doesn't expend a spell slot, commune with nature. It says that I briefly become one with nature and gain knowledge of the surrounding territory. It lets you gain the knowledge of land within 3 miles of you. It says that you instantly gain knowledge of terrain and bodies of water, prevalent plants, minerals, animals, or peoples, powerful celestials, fays, fiends, elementals, or undead, influence from other planes of existence, and buildings.
Good God.
That's so basically, Norin, tell us everything.
So I'm really hoping
to reveal
that,
your secrets.
I'm hoping that the influence from other
secrets.
Planes of existence will allow me to locate places that, like, how we could get home.
Is there, like, within, like, such and such range?
Yeah, it says knowledge of the land within 3 miles of you. But it's a ritual spell, and it only takes 1 minute to cast. So once I'm out of the range of that 3 miles, I'm going to just do it again.
Damn, okay. Knowledge of land within 3 miles of you. That's really cool.
I was reading it and I was like, that's perfect. What are we doing? The spell doesn't function where nature has been replaced by constructions such as in dungeons and towns.
Cool. So in your head, as you kind of like step into the swamp and like place your hand down into the marsh, close your eyes and concentrate for a minute, you can kind of feel, even though this place exists outside of like the laws of physics and space, the one kind of constant is that these are plants and you know plants. You kind of like, similar to how like Toph can like feel the vibrations and it does that thing where it like freeze frames and shows like the black and white and like
yeah.
the vibrations. It's kind of like that.
Yes,
where you can like feel
Toph.
Except they're like, you're like kind of like sending out, and in your head
that's
you kind of like
wanted to be, really.
See like a map like of the 3 miles like circled around you. You can like, you know how the water moves, you know where there are rocks, you know that there is, you know of the hut about a mile away, kind of like directly in a straight line, kind of like following the pearlescence, you'll run into this hut. You know that beyond that is pretty much more of the same for now of this swamp. Minerals, animals, people,
yeah.
Celestial,
so like,
fae, fiend,
any
elemental,
any of the drowned,
undead.
I think I would feel, and power, if what's his fuck is a celestial, fae, fiend, elemental, or undead creature, I think I would feel him.
Right.
If he's not, then obviously
right.
what if.
So
and influence from other planes of existence, so I think I might be able to feel those pockets popping up where if we crossed into them, we might go to a different
right.
plane.
So you don't sense anything like that. The
okay.
most, like, the strongest, like, influence from other planes of existence is the pearlescence. And you're getting obviously a strong sense of that, and you feel it kind of increasing, like, in strength the deeper that you go following it.
Okay.
And there are, I think you would sense kind of elemental presence, just kind of latent, like, in
yeah.
the water. Like, at any moment, the place can shift. At any moment, like, the weather could shift. So you probably get, like,
okay.
elemental vibes, whether it's elemental plane of existence or actual physical elementals.
Okay. Cool. And the point of a ritual spell is to not use a spell slot, right?
Correct.
I just
You just will add 10 minutes onto the you'll multiply the casting time by 10.
So it doesn't take 1 minute. It takes 10
minutes
because
it's a ritual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew there was something I was missing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it makes the casting time longer as a ritual. But as long as you have it prepared.
Well, maybe every, 45 minutes-ish, I'm going to do it again. Just so I can constantly, because it just happens instantaneous. I don't maintain the,
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Maybe every 30 or 45 minutes, I'll just keep doing it so that if anything, enters our 3 mile range within that period. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I understand exactly what you mean.
Okay.
Great. So, you guys walking more?
Where are we going? Are we going to that hut that we found? Or we're just kind of following the pearlescence?
Mm-hmm. I think pearlescence.
Yeah, I think the pearlescence will lead us to the rings.
Remember, don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Helena.
Not buttons, not levers, not pulleys.
Not people.
Not simple inclines.
Not without their consent.
Nothing.
I was trying to name all the simple machines from second grade.
Thanks, Nara.
Well,
not planes or trains or automobiles.
I'm not
going to
tell that story right now. We can continue with the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think
we're
gonna
move to the hut.
Yeah, and following the pearlescence will lead you to the hut. About 15 minutes of walking. 15, 20 minutes go by.
Oh, it's really close.
Yeah, it was about a mile and a half away.
Okay.
So, about 15, 20 minutes go by, and you come upon the hut. And it is like the houses that were in the village of Drowned that you'd seen, built kind of on stilts, so it's up out of the marsh. It looks like there's a hole in the wood roof there, and there is the door is hanging on its hinges,
so
about to fall off at any moment. It looks abandoned.
Should I wild shape and stealth in to see if there's anything in there before we move any closer? Or if somebody has really high stealth?
I can stealth in, kind of see what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to come with you. I'm going to turn into a lizard. My way to the hut.
Sure.
And look around in there.
I'm gonna flip up the hood of my cloak.
Yeah, the cloak of
Elvenkind.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that means you can make stealth at advantage, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm stupid. I just found out I should have been making my stealth check at advantage already because of my boots of Elvenkind, which I've been wearing the whole time. It's
always
yeah.
Check your stuff before you play. Even if you think you know what it does,
yep,
you should double
exactly.
Check it.
Okay, anyway.
It's kind of a PSA for everybody.
Yeah, so I'll stealth in, see the situation.
I'm stealthing in with him. Do I get advantage because I'm a lizard?
No. Not advantage, but I mean, obviously a DC to find you will be harder.
Okay.
I'll give you a bonus of 5.
20.
So add 5 to my roll?
Sure.
Okay, 23.
22.
Nice.
Hey.
I'm scurrying along.
You
next to Lyle.
Enter Lyle kind of the cloak around him.
Don't
squish. Kind of shifting to match the colors of the walls. Little lizard form darting from shadow to shadow along the floor. As you enter, you see kind of a busted living room. There is a couch here that has begun to wither. The seams ripped open, the fluff kind of yellowing. You see a wooden chair, the leg busted up against the wall. The wood rotting and splintering. You can see termites crawling along in the wood. The floor.
So there's termites here?
Yes.
So there are and there were the bugs before. So is it just bug life here? Because earlier you said that there were no animals. It's just bugs. And like maybe reptiles or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, sort of because the commune with nature would have given you like prevalent animals as well. Mainly, like as far as like beasts or like critters go, it's like insects and stuff like that.
Like frogs and lizards and snakes? Or are those not here?
Yeah, I would say, I guess I would say like reptiles.
Like
but
little reptiles?
Yeah. But otherwise, these things that are here are going to be mainly like aberrations.
Yeah.
Monstrosities, those kind of things that you don't pick up in your community nature. You make your way through the house, the floor kind of like stained with water damage. There's kind of like a drip coming from the ceiling, even though it's not raining outside. There's like a perpetual drip. And as you are scouting around, go ahead and make perception checks for me.
What is a lizard's?
It's really good. Well, I think I keep... I think it's just telling me my normal perception because it's the same. I think I keep my mental stats.
Posted.
What did I post?
Who posted it? Oh, yeah.
That was me.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
The mental page.
32.
Pretty great.
32, nice.
12.
So glad you came along.
Lyle's kind of like... invisible along the wall and like looking around like, what the fuck?
He's focused on the drip like, that doesn't seem up to code.
You're like,
Ave, in your little lizard form as you skitter along, you notice like a pull ring kind of like something that would lead into like a basement almost, like a part that you could like pull up and find like stairs to descend into a basement.
I'm gonna skitter over to Lyle and like jump on his foot and then skitter over to the pull thing, so hoping that he will see it then and pull it for me.
Lyle will go over and kneel down. Can I, like, inspect it?
Yeah, what are you looking
for?
Like, does it look like if I... I'm checking for traps, basically. Like, if I pull this, is a boulder going to come down on my head? Is the floor going to go out from underneath us? Like, what is about to happen?
Make a perception check.
These are all my animals that I can do. There's so many.
Ooh, 21.
21. This does not seem to be trapped.
Alright, I'm gonna tentatively pull it.
Okay. As you tentatively
like
lift.
Trying to be quiet and also scared of what's gonna happen.
Yeah. You
this is their house.
Lift it.
I can be a T-Rex.
And kind of
that's
the light the like purple glow kind of begins to streak in, illuminating like pure darkness. You can't see. You don't have dark vision.
Do I? The lizards?
I'm not sure if a lizard does.
Senses dark vision.
Okay.
Can I, like, pick her up and, like, hold her over, like...
You,
what do you see, lizard?
With, like, lizard Ave in your hand, like, kind of hold her so you can look. Ave, you see... Well, make a perception check.
Lizards have good perception. It's the same perception as my normal, so I think I keep all my mental stats when I wild shape. 28.
You see a desk in the corner covered with papers. These look to be... There are notes on these sketches. You can't make out what they are from where you're at. But it looks to be like... words, drawings, diagrams maybe. And then that's against the far wall. On the near wall, kind of in the corner, huddled in the shadows, away from the stream of light coming in, are these... I hesitate to say humanoid, but I think they're considered... I mean, that's one way to describe them. They're these, like, slimy creatures with, like, faces.
So sick of the slimy creatures in this place.
Instead of in place of legs, they have four tentacles that kind of run on the ground, similar to like snakes as they move. Their arms are long, hanging about like down past where normal arms would, and coming to about like midway down their legs. Their fingers are long, probably three or four times as long as a normal one would be. where they're in place of a neck, they have kind of like a mound of gills coming to like a round head with four eyes in a vertical line and then two on the side. And their skin is like translucent white. And there seem to be three of them.
Can I deduce... Can I deduce how dangerous they seem? Like,
make an insight
kind
check.
Kind of a challenge reading thing. Like, can I, Lyle and I take them, or are we going to need help?
Make an insight check. There are three of these things here, by
12.
The way. 12? they look frightened of you. Frightened that when the thing was open, they're like hiding from the light. They look more scared than hostile.
Okay, in my lizard form, I'm gonna like raise my tail up over my head and point to them with my tail so that Lyle maybe. I guess he wouldn't be able to see you. Anyways, okay, never mind. That's dumb. I'm not gonna do that. Erase. Erase. I'm gonna jump out of Lyle's hand and then revert back to Ave.
You leap and turn back into Ave. And they're kind of like, ha, ha, but their words sound distorted as if they're speaking through water.
But I can understand them.
They see, well, they just kind of shrieked, like.
Okay. I'm going to hold my hand up, kind of in like a we mean you no harm kind of a way, you know? Like almost surrendering, but not like, but like more dominant than that, if that makes sense. And I'm going to try to talk to them. Well, first I'm going to point them out to Lyle, actually. I'm going to be like, Lyle, I'm like, point them out. If you can see, if you can't, that's fine.
It's too dark.
Who are you?
You can't see anything. They kind of all three speak at the same time. The exact same words, kind of like three layers of voices emanating from all three of them. They have no mouth, so the words kind of like reverberate from within them. You can see like kind of like vague skeletal structures within them, kind of like quivering with the vibrations of the sound as they speak. And all three of them speak at the same time, and it sounds like they're speaking to you through water. It's kind of garbled. And they say, we could ask the same of you.
We've got to kill them. They're creepy.
You're not even
just
there.
Because they
hey,
look
creepy
weird.
Creepy ain't a crime.
Yeah, just because they look
W.
weird
Foster.
Doesn't mean we need to kill them. My name is Ave. My group and I found ourselves on this island, and we're just trying to get something and get off. Yeah.
We could ask the same, but we don't need to. We're aware of who you are.
Can I hear them?
Yeah.
Like...
What was that?
I don't know, just like
this is when we need streaming
moments. Yeah, we need
moments.
That face was amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing. Well, if you know who we are and what we're doing here, then I think it would only be courteous of you to let us know who you are and what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lyle.
Make persuasion or intimidation.
Yeah.
Your choice.
She's not trying to intimidate them. She's
okay.
Trying to be nice.
Sure. Then persuasion.
Yeah.
No,
I think
intimidate
I'm
them.
Equally bad at both, so I don't think
aww.
I would have to very much anyways. But that's actually pretty good. 18.
18. We are what you might consider the bookkeepers of Drasnar.
So they have money.
Oh my god.
We...
Ah! Oh, wow.
This is terrifying.
Jump scares.
Oh god.
We keep track of who enters, who leaves, and who might pose a threat to Morkoth.
Oh, I was just gonna ask. We don't necessarily want to harm Morkoth. He just has something that we need to save our own plane. And if you would be so kind, my group and I would love to peruse your stock, and she'll gesture over to the pieces of paper and diagrams and stuff. to gain more information.
They kind of step back into the shadows and hold out their, like, unusually long arms and fingers, gesturing toward the desk, all three of them in unison.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm going to walk over to the desk and try to read the papers.
As you pick up the papers on the desk, the first thing that you notice are the sketches. And there's one of you. There's one of Libby, Elena, Daedrin, Lyle.
How do they look? Are they high quality?
How is their art skills?
Almost like photos.
Wow.
These are drawn like to the fact where you
keep mine.
Can tell.
I don't think they'll let me take anything.
Who these are. And as you are going through the notes, you see like one with your name at the top. And as you read through, it has your mother and your father.
What the
fuck? It talks
fuck?
About your druid circle.
Actually, don't read any
are you
of those.
Like,
put them
us,
down.
Or...
what?
Because we're still outside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all still
we
outside.
All have one of those, like, profiles?
Yes, it details your circle.
I could read these papers and know any of your backstories.
Yeah.
So,
it
has
Lyle,
all the information. It talks about your childhood.
Asshole,
it talks
so
about the attack on your tribe. It talks about
being an asshole.
Do I gain any information from this paper? Like, can I know the specific location of the animals that I need to get the blessings of to become a Wamandaji? Because, like, I know that the golden dragon is on Vagerheim, but I don't know exactly where on Vagerheim, I don't think. So do I gain any information from these papers of me?
Do they say the future? Do they say what we're going
to
do?
They don't have the future on them, but when it gets to the part about her receiving her trials, it says that... Let me pull up the names of the creatures.
Oh my god,
yeah!
We all read our own!
I'm so glad we came to this creepy hut.
This is the girl who wanted to avoid it.
I just didn't want to fight anything here. I didn't know it was going to be a goddamn library with, like, vital information.
Why do I suddenly feel like the giant owl from Avatar is going to come out of the desk?
The notes on the desk, the only notes are on the five of you. They're only biographies detailing you.
Too bad there's nothing on Diana.
I wanted to find Prince Lion or King Lionel's.
Yeah, it's only, they're only detailing.
Just pull up any dirty laundry.
I'm gonna read all of your guys'.
You literally are not even here.
Yeah.
And that's honestly half the reason why Ave hasn't invited you all down yet is because of Libby.
What about me?
If I invite one of you, I have to invite all of you.
Listen, Elena would
asshole.
Touch shit so bad.
No, I would not. I only touch buttons.
Okay.
Boshan, the dragon turtle.
Yeah, where is he? I know he's in the ocean.
In
but
the
where?
Ocean.
that's where.
Can be summoned through a ritual. And this ritual contains a prayer to Kawinda, which it will detail for you, and like a specific way to align spell components, which seem to be relatively easy to collect. They're like shells of crabs and stuff like that, things that on a boat you'll be able to procure easily. But it has a particular way to align them as well as you recite this prayer.
Siskod, Sarf, and Oryx.
Right, we're getting there. So Oryx, the gold dragon, lives in a cave on the highest peak of the Ridgeback Mountains in Vagerheim.
You guys hear, like, loud chewing. My dogs are
eating.
Okay. Sarf the Serpent is located in the deserts of Mintaka. There's a region where islands of sand float suspended in the sky. Sarf has a temple there where people worship him.
Awesome. And then Siskod. It's the last one.
The panther. Siskaud the Panther is located deep in the jungles in the Makapuni Islands. In order to find him, the locals there will need to be convinced to speak a prayer that only they know. It's in their language, the special language there, to reveal his grove. And you'll have to make your way through the grove of the panther in order to reach him.
I'm gonna look at the white things. I don't suppose I'm allowed to take any of these papers.
They remain with us. All three of them speak, their voices overlapping.
Fair enough. I wanna look at mine.
I know, I wanna look at mine.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna try to.
Can I just go in?
Yeah, can we? If she goes in, I'm going in.
Oh my god.
Well, how long
can
has
I,
she
like,
been gone?
Can I be like,
you can,
are you guys finding anything?
You can cast Sending.
Probably about 5 minutes.
Should I cast Sending?
Because she's been reading through hers, so
okay.
5 to 10 minutes.
I guess I'll cast Sending.
Well, it's been 10 minutes.
I know, but
haven't...
would we just be worried that they were hurt or something?
Yeah, so we
it's
could
only
probably...
been a couple minutes.
He said 10
sending.
Minutes.
I'm going to cast Sending. I'll cast Sending and say, hey, what's up?
Have you guys...
To which one of us?
Is that what you said?
Okay,
hey,
I'm
going
to cast Sending to... You know, Lyle's a little unpredictable. I don't trust him right now. I'm going to cast it to Ave.
What the fuck did Lyle do?
You know, I don't trust liars, so... Ave.
Fuck you, Libby.
We are concerned. Is everything okay?
Have you found anything?
Have you found anything? I'm losing a lot of money gambling.
Courtney, Elena's getting impatient.
Elena, she's impatient. So, love, Libby.
Elena is always impatient.
Is that what she says?
Yeah, Elena is always impatient. Wait, the only thing there is our papers. There's nothing about Markov or literally the only thing is us.
You get the feeling they're almost, well, Avi doesn't get this feeling because it doesn't exist there, but they're kind of like TSA agents, in a sense, where when you entered, they are keeping track.
They're just keeping track of us.
Yeah.
Big brother is always watching.
Before I respond to Libby really fast, do you give all of this information to Markov? Is that his name?
Markov.
Do you give all this information to Markov?
Yes.
Okay. Elena is always impatient. We found some things. We'll be up soon to detail them to you. This...
I'm going in.
Is good and bad. Love, Ave.
Okay, so I'm going to say...
I'm going in.
Wait. So she says you're impatient. She also said they found stuff.
Okay, then that's
good. And...
But they said we're going to be back soon.
But they said
she's
going
to... To detail them.
Okay,
for you.
No, I'm impatient. So
I'm
let's
going.
Just fuck.
I'm
yeah,
going.
We're going in. Yeah, come on, Daedrin. You're part of our group now. We're troublemakers. Let's go.
Oh my god.
I really feel like Elena wouldn't want to sit and wait outside. I'm just saying. I'm going in.
I know Ave
sense.
Was accurate in her assessment. Elena is always impatient.
Yeah. Libby is always down to make trouble.
Daedrin stands out there for an extra minute and then follows because he doesn't want to be alone, but also doesn't want to but she goes in
eventually.
After
Hello?
He
sends the
Are
message,
you in here?
Hey,
you
Lyle,
see,
is
you
she
see,
down there? We're going.
Yeah, you see Lyle standing by the trap door.
Lyle says, wait, and he
Ooh,
holds his arms.
Wait, why are we
why
waiting?
Why is this trap door?
Yeah, what's going on?
You can hear the voices of your party coming from upstairs.
We're waiting for Ave?
Yes.
What if she's in danger?
I'm coming up.
That?
I'm literally
Ave's
fine.
Not in danger.
Hold on.
I can
I
wanna
hear
her.
Go down.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna start
I'm
pushing you
up.
Down.
Ave's making your way up the ladder as Elena starts to come down.
No, Lyle's blocking with his body.
I'm pushing too. I'm let's go. Come on, come on. Where's
Hold on. I wanna see down here.
Yeah, let's go.
You have
wait. Before you come down, you can go down, but before you go down, just know there are three entities down there who are not necessarily on our side, but they're not going to attack us either. Please don't hurt them.
Okay.
Do you just not trust us? Is that why we weren't allowed in here?
It's not that I don't trust you, it's that I want to prepare you for what you're going to see, first off. And second off, honestly, you're a little bit nosy about other people's pasts. And there are some papers down here that are about us.
I shove her out of the way.
The creatures
and I go straight to the papers.
Begin to move.
Oh. Hello.
As they kind of like slither the four tentacles for legs, like moving along the floor, and they cross the room towards the desk, and then go past it to the corner.
Do I by chance recognize what these creatures are?
Make a history check.
Oh.
Can we all, or
they go over to the corner where it looks like some of the floor of the basement has busted and there's water kind of pooling in, and they kind of like sink down into the water a little bit and begin to like scoop it and like pour it on themselves.
So we're taking a bath.
And then scoop back over to the corner in the dark where they were.
16.
Yeah. Elena's kind of just like,
I'm gonna gather up the papers and hand them out to the person whom they belong to without reading anybody's but my own.
I just watched that happen, the like the thing, and I'm just like,
I'm gonna ask them what they just
did. A little grossed out, but I'm like, huh.
What'd you guys just do?
We are dependent on the water. Without it,
do they have like a limited
we
supply?
Will die. They're in the swamp. There's a part where in the basement where it's kind of like the floor is cracked and
yeah.
it's like seeping in.
Oh,
about
okay.
like half
oh.
of the floor.
They have yeah, enough. I thought that was a leak. I was going to offer to fix it for
so
you.
So they don't like, yeah. They don't.
Oh,
it's
like,
not
like
they're
like,
drinking
power tools
bathing.
Was like,
just,
let's take a look.
I'm the bosun. That's my job.
They just kind of like are placing it
like,
on
I'm
their skin.
I'm a carpenter.
Skin.
It's fine.
I get
so.
That. I get
I've
that.
Had to fix the boat.
The water feels
so.
Good.
When Ave hands me my paper, I'm going to snatch it. Did you read this?
I didn't read anybody's but my own, and I actually gained new information about what I'm meant to do.
These are detailed of your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Libby, you said you didn't know your parents?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Oh.
Oh!
Oh.
I'm holding mine, but all kind of...
There is... Elena's is like... Where everyone else's is like 4 or 5 pages, Elena's is like...
A tome.
You lived a long life.
And Ave's is long as well.
Say,
I'm 77 years old. Might be long.
Long, but not as long as the elves.
Okay.
Yeah.
I turned 115 this year.
Okay, can you imagine? Like, Okeanos was 200 years old.
I know.
I'm not reading that.
Oh my god. Are you going to find out who you
Libby
saying?
At the top,
know.
Instead of just
We're all gonna find
Libby,
out shit.
There's a family name.
Oh my god, hang on, I need my notes out.
Oh
or do
my
you wanna,
god.
Like, send this to me?
This
write
is
it,
so
or
cool.
We're
all gonna find shit out about ourselves.
I'll go ahead and I'll say it out loud.
Okay.
So, the family name that it has for you.
But we don't know any of this. This is just
yeah,
what we're reading.
Just
Hi.
Libby. Is Karlov.
Karlov.
C A R L O V.
Okay.
That's so cool.
Libby's like getting choked up. He's like crying, guys. It's just it's messy down here.
Your mother is Lynette.
I'm just gonna do this symphonically. There you go.
Phonetically?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said symphonically. I'm doing it by music.
Symphonically?
Lynette.
Okay.
Your father is Brennan.
Why does that sound familiar?
Fucking King Brennan!
Oh my god!
The one that died!
Wait, Lionel is your brother?
Oh my god!
And that's where we're gonna end
this episode.
Oh!
Oh!
What the fuck? You don't act princely at all.
Well,
knowing
Ray's
backstory, oh my god.
Oh
my god!
That is not the queen!
Oh my god, you're a bastard!
Oh my god, Lauren, I hate you.
You're Lionel's half brother.
Oh.
Holy shit.
That's crazy as shit.
They just reassures him and, like, I knew
That's
all this
good.
Shit.
Like, yeah, this is so
good. Checked out, looks good.
Nothing new here.
Jadrin's like, oh wait, they got something wrong. Yeah.
Let me wide out.
You guys, okay.
Like, just for your information,
oh
it was actually this day, not this day.
I wrote
okay.
it myself.
At this time, I wrote it down.
Fuck you, Norrin!
That was good.
Everyone.
Damn!
You're brilliant.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 20.
What a cliffhanger! And that's a cliffhanger for us, too.
Yeah, because what does it say about us?
Johnson has got nothing on me.
thanks for tuning in, guys. Remember to follow us on our socials, at Stories Dungeon on Instagram and Twitter, Dungeon Stories on Facebook. Leave us reviews if you enjoy us. Tell people about us. And thank you.
Go buy a dice tray.
Go buy a dice tray.
Go buy a dice tray. We all have one.
They're very good.
Listen to Sword Coast Soundscapes. Use D&D Beyond.
Yeah. All of
them. It's all great.
It's all wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye.